The final game of the 21st annual Bothell Holiday Classic featured the O'Day Fighting Irish and the host team Bothell Cougars. This high-scoring affair opened with a 9-point first quarter by Cougar sophomore Jake Medjo and 10 first-half points by Cameron Tyson, who ended with a game-high 34 points. The Irish countered with sharpshooter Quinn Barnard, who found a rhythm from distance as the first half progressed. The senior guard recorded 13 of his 29 in the first two quarters, including three from downtown. O'Day closed the first half strong and took a 12-point lead into intermission, 39-27. Bothell was able to get the Irish in their sights at the 3:42 mark in the third quarter. The scoreboard read 46-43 in favor of O'Day. The Fighting Irish pushed their lead back to 12 to start the fourth, up 63-51. As the clock wound down in the fourth, Bothell was faced with a sizable margin to overcome. Cameron Tyson, Josh Coleman, and Jake Medjo sparked a heroic Cougar comeback. The Cougs' defense got the stops it needed, and the scoring trio capitalized on the other end. Coleman, with three threes, finished with 20 points. Medjo, adding a couple of buckets and going 6-for-7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, finished with 21. And Tyson, adding 8 points before the final shot in regulation. Leading by two with just 5 seconds remaining, O'Day's Barnard was at the free throw line to shoot two. The first was nothing but net, giving them a 3-point lead. The second shot rimmed out, and Tyson grabbed the rebound. He rushed down the floor and let go from the top of the key at the buzzer. After clanging around the rim and hitting the backboard, the shot fell, and the gym burst into elation. This championship game was headed to overtime. O'Day coach Jason Kerr gathered his squad and told his players,
"We just tried to stress to them that regulation is over. You got to put whatever issues occurred to get us there behind you, and you got to go out and start a new game for 4 minutes." And they did a good job of refocusing, coming back in, had a good 4-minute stretch, and was able to pull it out.
They responded accordingly as the Irish rattled off 15 points in the extra time, capped by a dagger 3-pointer by tournament MVP Quinn Barnard that finally put the game out of reach. The final score in overtime, O'Day 96, Bothell 87. After the trophy ceremony, when asked about how winning this tournament sets his team up for league play, Coach Kerr stated,
"It shows them that when they execute correctly, you know, they can play with anybody. It also gets to show them when they don't execute correctly what can happen. And I think you're just trying to take the learning lessons slowly but surely so that you hope by the end of January, beginning of February, they're ready for some playoffs."
Congratulations to O'Day for winning the 2015 Bothell Holiday Classic.